begin this service in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Let us join in the antiphonal reading of a portion of Psalm 25. To you, O Lord, I will lift up my soul. Let me not be ashamed.
Let not my enemies triumph over me.
Indeed, let no one who trusts in you be ashamed.
Let those be ashamed who deal treacherously without cause.
Show me your ways, O Lord.
Teach me your paths.
Lead me in your truth and teach me.
For you are the God of my salvation. On you I wait all day.
Remember, O Lord, your tender mercies and your loving kindnesses.
For they are from old.
Do not remember the sins of my youth, nor my transgressions.
According to your mercy, remember me, for your goodness' sake, O Lord.
Good and upright is the Lord.
Therefore he teaches sinners in the way.
The humble he guides in justice.
And the humble he teaches his way.
All the paths of the Lord are mercy and truth.
To such as keep his covenant and his testimonies.
Thank you. Grace be unto you, and peace from God our Father and our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. In Christ Jesus, who has paved the way into heaven for us, dear graduates, parents, and friends, let's turn our thoughts to the word of the Lord found in the 16th chapter of the book of Proverbs, verse 9. A man's heart plans his way, but the Lord directs his steps. If I were to display a map up here and mark upon it all the highways that our students have taken in order to get here to Emmanuel, it would look something like a spider web. Roads from the north and the south and the east and the west coming and converging on Eau Claire and on this campus. So one might say that there are many roads that have brought these graduates to Eau Claire. There are other roads also, neither asphalt nor cement, which have brought these young people to this place at this time. These are roads of a more personal nature, and roads in the lives of others whose lives have affected our graduates. Likewise, there are roads that are leading away from this place, roads that are going to take these graduates to many different places, some far, some near. As we take time this day to honor our graduates and to glorify the Lord who brought these graduates to this day, we will consider these roads. This year, our church body, Church of the Lutheran Confession, is celebrating her 50th anniversary. And so we count this as the 50th anniversary of Emmanuel Lutheran College also. 50 years ago, you graduates were not yet born. Most of your parents were not yet married. Some of your grandparents were still in high school. 50 years ago, our forefathers found it necessary to form this church body to which we belong, to separate themselves from former fellowships. They found it necessary because false teaching had arisen. And our forefathers wanted to remain on the road on which the Lord, or which the Lord has laid out in His Word. Since their church body had begun to take a different road, they had a choice to stay on God's road or to go on a different road. When they chose to stay on God's road, they did not know what they would find along the way. Pastors found themselves unemployed, churches split apart, families were divided. Would the pastors find employment? Would there be a church for them and for others? Would family wounds heal? Where would God's road take them? Well, they made plans, as people must. However, at the same time, they committed themselves and their plans into the hands of God. Did their plans include new churches, a new school here on the estate, on an estate in Eau Claire? Did it include this field house? Did it include the commons, the academic center? I doubt it. But God's plans did. They made their plans. And they struggled along the road that lay ahead for them. But it was God who directed their steps. Along the way, God also directed their steps so that marriages took place, families were formed, you were born. Personally, I've often marveled over the pathway that brought me to this place and this time. A pathway that led from Massachusetts to Mankato to Eau Claire, back to Mankato to Valentine to Hales Corners to Austin and back here to Eau Claire. And I imagine that we could talk to any one of your parents, and they too, and your grandparents, they too would marvel over the road that brought them from their childhood to this place and this time to celebrate your graduation. How many of us can say, everything happened just the way I planned it out? I would guess that few, probably no one, would be able to say that. We made our plans, but the Lord directed our steps. But likewise, you graduates, though short your lives, have surely found that plans that you've made with all confidence frequently fail to be realized. As Robert Burns wrote, "The best laid schemes of mice and men go often astray and leave us nothing but grief and pain for promised joy." Well, Robert Burns had a rather gloomy outlook on the road ahead. He considered the realization of plans and dreams to be the source of joy, whereas failed plans bring nothing but grief and pain. Well, is that the way it is with you, graduates? Have past failed plans led you to this day of grief and pain? Is that what this day is for you? You made your plans. Your parents made their plans. But the Lord directed your steps to this day and to this place. And it is a day and a place of joy. The directing of the Lord led you to the baptismal font, to Bible stories at home and Sunday school, to the Word of God in church and in Christian day schools, to your confirmation classes, to the Lord's Supper, to Emmanuel Lutheran High School and college, to this day of graduation. Each step along the way, He led you through Jesus Christ. Now, who knows where you would have ended up had your plans found their realization? But His plan, His direction has led you to forgiveness of sins, righteousness imputed to you, salvation, and life eternal. Today, now, there is a turn in the road. This is a bright day. We can see this day, but the road that leads ahead is foggy and obscured from our vision. As you look down this road, you probably are envisioning possibilities. Possibilities for education, for employment, for travel, for marriage, for family, and you make plans. Yet with all the planning, you know that times and events can get in the way and prevent the realization of your plans and dreams. Therefore, this day, you commit your future pathways into the hands of the Lord. For I trust that most of you anyway have learned the words of the Lord which say, "Trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways acknowledge Him, and He shall direct your paths." But someone might ask you, why? How do you know if you can trust God to do what is best for you? How do you know that He will steer you down the right road? So what would be your answer? Well, what have you learned here at Emmanuel? And have you learned it, not just with your mind, but also with your heart? Have you learned this? That God demonstrates His own love for us, in that while we were still sinners, Christ died for us. If when we were enemies, we were reconciled to God through the death of His Son, much more, having been reconciled, we shall be saved by His life. There's your answer. This is your confident hope as you take that first step into your future. And the second step. And the third step. Into a future that you cannot see. You do so knowing that if God could keep the hardest promise of all, He will surely keep the easier promises. For He who did not spare His own Son, but delivered Him up for us all, how shall He not with Him also freely give us all things? So, where will God's plan, God's road, take you? When we are journeying to some specific location, we usually look at a map. Maps can show us where a road will take us. But the map does not show us what we will encounter along the way. It doesn't show us the bumps and the potholes and the obstacles. Even so, God's map, the Bible, shows us our destination. But it does not reveal for us each bump along the way, each hill and each valley. Rather, it says that we should be sober and be vigilant as we go along this way. But this we do know, that God's road is going to take us directly to heaven. Along the way, there will be the difficulties because Satan knows the way on which we are walking. And he's going to try everything that he can to turn us away from that road. Temptations, persecutions, trials of various kinds, false teachers. He will enlist to help him the many millions of people in this world who are not believers. He will enlist our own sinful flesh. Broad is the way that leads to destruction, and there are many who go in by it. Difficult is the way that leads to life, and there are few who find it. How comforting it is to know that the Lord is going to guide our steps along the way. And please note well that the passage uses the word steps. God chooses His words very carefully. And so we take note of each one of them. When He says steps, He wants us to know that each step that we're taking, the step of our right foot and then our left foot, that He is directing those steps. Like a father with a little child who's just learning how to walk, well, really hasn't learned yet. The father takes him by the hand and helps him with each step that he takes. So God is helping you with every step. So what does it mean for you, graduates? It means that you will make it to the destination. Troubles, yes. Trials, yes. Persecutions, yes. But through it all, God keeps directing your steps. His word will be the lamp unto your feet and the light unto your way. His sacraments will comfort you. The message of forgiveness and imputed righteousness will give you strength in every difficulty. God will give His angels charge over you to keep you in all your ways. They will bear you up in their hands, lest at any time you dash your foot against a stone. God will cause all things to work together for your good. So look back. Look back at the road that brought you to this time and this place. Look at how God has guided you here. Look at how He guided your parents and your grandparents. How God directed the footsteps of our forefathers so that at this time we have this place. We're celebrating a 50th anniversary. And really, it's not a 50th, it's a 6,000th anniversary. Our history begins on that day in the Garden of Eden when God promised to send a Savior into the world. And for thousands of years after that, He directed thousands upon thousands of people. He directed their footsteps to bring them to the day when His promise would be fulfilled. Christ would be born, He would live, He would suffer, He would die, and He would rise again for our justification. And from that moment on, God led thousands and thousands more apostles and prophets and evangelists and pastors and teachers so that the word of this gospel would go out into the world and others would be brought into the pathway that leads to glory. From generation to generation, God has done what He promised, guiding each step of every Christian in order to bring us to this time, to this place. So it will continue until the road comes to an end. And there before us will be the gate of heaven. And God will direct our steps through that gate and into glory. Amen. We continue with the singing of the next hymn in the service folder.
3. Happy is the man who finds wisdom and the man who gains understanding. She is more precious than rubies, and happy are all who retain her. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. We thank and praise our Lord for the gift of wisdom that He began in these graduates and the waters of baptism and on their parents' knees. Thank Him for the privilege that we've had in prayerfully helping them gain more wisdom. And we pray as they graduate today that they may ever continue to grow in that wisdom that is found in the fear of the Lord. The ILC then is happy to present as gifts to the church the following graduates. In the education program, a Bachelor of Science, Tamar Nayrine Pfeiffer. Tamar is not able to be with us this morning. She completed most of her classes here a number of years ago and waited to complete a final course until she had pursued a degree in special education. She has completed that, and so we give her diploma also today. David Edward Grieve. David plans to continue his schooling. He hasn't decided yet whether he will continue that at the University of Minnesota at Mankato or whether return here to Emmanuel. Noelle Kristen Fonch. Noelle plans on working here in the Eau Claire area on one job she has already and looking for another. Emily May Ryan. Emily will have a short break. She's enrolled to begin further education at Globe University beginning already in July. She is planning on training there as a medical assistant, hopes to specialize in pediatrics. Class of 2010 has chosen as their class verse, John 16:33. These things I have spoken to you, that in me you may have peace. In the world you will have tribulation, but be of good cheer, I have overcome the world. Certainly our prayer for these graduates today, that they continue listening to all the words that God has spoken through His holy word, so that they might have peace and happiness amid the troubles in this life, and finally, peace and joy eternal in heaven. It's my privilege to present to you the Men Lutheran High School class of 2010. Ryan Christian Augustine. Naomi Paulina Augusta Bernthal. Gretchen Faith Eichstein.
言语语。人力孩子，Emily Nicole Hawking。Catherine Elizabeth Zemba. Alyssa Justine Krause. Tyler Ross Lauder. Renee Noel Marcus. Caleb Michael Meyer. Samuel Lee Meyer. Jessica Ann Ullman. Melissa Sue Ott. Nathaniel Sherman Green. Carl Peter Ryan. Samuel Craig Roderbach. Amy Lynn Rail. Luke Martin Shazer. Samantha May Sterner. Emily Ann Tester. Jesse Jordan Udy. Christopher Dwayne Boyd.
Thank you.
Let us pray. Dear Father in heaven, the classes of 2010 are assembled here in your presence to receive your gracious blessing and to give thanks to you for all the blessings of the past. You have cleansed us, O Father, with the blood of your Son, and have given this school the great responsibility of preparing men and women for service in your church. We thank you for your continual help, without which we would have failed most miserably. Today the fruit of your work stands before us. As they are about to take the next step into their future, endeavoring to serve you in the midst of your flock, we ask you to guide their steps. Make them zealous for the glory of your name. Make them faithful to your word. Give them love for souls lost and souls found. Grant unto them the courage to face the adversary with confidence in their ultimate victory through your Son, Jesus Christ. As we send forth these graduates, we pray that you will send others to take their place, so that we may never lack proclaimers of your gospel. Bless our school, bless our church, bless our nation. Grant that each may continue to serve according to your will. Our school in preparing workers for the church, our church in spreading abroad the gospel of salvation, our nation in maintaining law and order so that we may lead a quiet and tranquil life in all godliness and dignity. And on that great day when you will summon your flock together, grant that each of us gathered here today may also gather there to be with you forever. Hear us for the sake of him who is the beginning and the end, and in whose name we also pray, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious unto you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace. Amen. We conclude this service with the singing of the Alma Mater. Please rise. Oh my goodness. That's a good question. He'll be around, though, I'm sure. Well, are you leaving right now? Okay, well, if...
He'll be back for delegate conference and, the big conventions.
Yeah.
So maybe I can get it back.
Yeah, okay.
I could write him on the email.
Yeah, I tell you, I really haven't seen him.